Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Now, 630,000 people across the country are going to be hit with tax bills from revenue today. But before you go reaching for the panic button, or maybe something stronger to calm your nerves, let's try and put your minds at ease, because Marion Ryan is from taxback.com. She's going to explain it and hopefully break it down for us so it seems a little bit more manageable. Morning, Marion.
Good morning, guys.
So first of all, before we get into the detail, why is this happening?
So we'll remember back to March there when the global pandemic hit us there. The wage subsidy, the pandemic unemployment payment, those two payments came into place. And the revenue has said all along that they're both taxable incomes, but there was no tax deducted at source. So normally when your employer pays you, they take your PAYE, your USC, you don't think about that part of there. You get your wages at the end of the week and you spend your money.
And was the reason that this happened tax-free at the time was to just get cash into people's hands when they really needed it?
Exactly. So there was a panic. Everyone was losing their jobs left, right and centre. Money needs to get out to people. So it wasn't built into the system. It may have been an oversight at the time, but the focus at the time was to get money to people to pay the bills there. So it was an oversight, and unfortunately people are seeing the price of it today there.
So who's going to owe money and how much are they going to have to pay?
Yeah, it will depend greatly on it. So anyone that has received either the pandemic unemployment payments, so the PUP, or anyone that has received the wage subsidy, TWSS, it was in place there up until September, they're likely to face some sort of an underpayment. Now, the amount of it really depends on their kind of pre- and post-COVID income. So if you're a higher income earner, you probably have a higher liability now that you're facing today. If it's someone on lower income, so someone, say, on minimum wage, their underpayment is going to be quite small. It's about maybe 150 euros, which is nothing to be sniffed at either there. But if you go up higher up to, say, someone on a 35,000 euro income there, they could be looking at an underpayment of about 1,300 euros. And if we go further again, someone in higher income still, so maybe someone that was on a 67,000 euro income, their liability could be about 2,800. Now, those numbers I know are quite scary. Yeah. There's quite large numbers there. A few things, I suppose, that we kind of want people to bear in mind is, first of all, that's the worst case scenario.
Right.
So that could be the worst number you see there. That's not going to take into account things that you can use to reduce that. So the stay and spend scheme that was introduced, if you had any spendings on hotels or restaurants, I know the opportunity is few and far between now as well there. There's a tax relief you can get there to bring down that underpayment. The same with the usual things, like your medical expenses. So if you had any doctor's visits or prescription fees, there's tax relief in relation to that there. 99%, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, nobody likes getting a notification or it used to be a letter in the post saying you owe tax. But what is the story with the length of time people have to actually pay this? Is this something that's due today or is something that you're going to pay back in a year's time or over a period of years?
No, it's not something that's immediate. So the people aren't going to get a notification today say, you owe us this, we want it now.
Yeah.
So the revenue has confirmed that they will do take back in form of reducing tax credits. So what that means is from 2022, so nothing will happen this year, but from next year on, your tax credits will be reduced slightly. So you'll pay a little bit more tax every week for a couple of years there to claw back. So it's not that you're going to have this immediate demand for a large lump of money. So we want people to kind of take a deep breath in relation to that as well.
That's really reassuring. Like that, I mean, look, you're still paying back the same amount of money, but I suppose that's maybe the least painful way of doing it by, as you said, it's because of your tax credits, you won't even see it coming out. It will just be part of the tax that you pay, you know, every month.
Exactly. So it could be an extra euro or two that you're paying every week. You still notice it. Everyone notices the benefit of money there, but it's not the immediate harsh impact. There's not a month that you're going to now be worrying about paying the mortgage because I've had to pay 1,500 euros over to the revenue that I put aside for the mortgage or for rent.
So, what do people have to do today, or do they have to do anything at all?
What I would suggest people do is, so if you look at your revenue online today and you see a negative number, so you see a minus number there, don't panic is the first thing we want to tell people. And the second is to look into your taxes. So there's a few ways that you can actually, as I said, get rid of that or get yourself a refund. So you could do a four-year retrospective review. It's not just 2020 that you can look at. There's previous years there that could be refunds due back for those. And to talk to someone about your taxes. So, like, say, for example, we talk to people every day. They're working from home. There's what's called the e-worker relief, a tax credit that they can claim in relation to that. So it's really important that people now start getting tax savvy. Mm. Start asking the questions, what am I entitled? What can I claim back?
And is there anybody who's going to have good news today? Anybody going to be due a refund?
There is potentially, yeah, there is. So, say, for example, we're running the numbers here, and that person that I mentioned on the 67,000 euro salary, say, for example, if they had been working January, February, paying their taxes. Then, unfortunately, they went onto the wage subsidy and their employer couldn't top them up. They were just getting the basic €350 a week. There's potential there that they could actually have a refund, but the tax that they would have paid in January and February would have more than covered the taxes that they would need to pay for the wage subsidy. So it's not going to be all bad news, no.
So, as you mentioned there, get tax savvy. Most of us are the absolute opposite, but that's where experts like yourself come in. So if you're not tax savvy yourself, just ask the advice of someone who does know about these things. And as you say, if you can offset the time, you can pay it back, but also offset against, you know, other tax reliefs that you may or may not know about. That's really important too.
One more question has come in on 0874101102. What if someone has lost their job, but they're still on PUP?
Yeah, so again, there's a few different things. So say if you're on the PUP since last March, so since you lost your job immediately when the pandemic hit and you're still on the PUP, the likelihood is that your income would have dropped significantly for the year. So you might even have received enough income between your salary and the PUP to be in the tax bracket again.
Okay.
So again, to not be hugely alarmed, not be panicking. If you've been on the PUP for the last 10 months, the likelihood of there being an underpayment is low. And if even if there is one, it's not going to be substantial.
Gotcha.
Is there any implications if, say, this, you know, this tax is still outstanding and you're trying to, you know, for instance, someone's wondering about the Help to Buy scheme, you know, are mortgages and things like that. Could it filter into that and have a negative impact in any other areas for us?
I don't anticipate it. It would be very penal if they did, if it's a thing that you can't avail of the Help to Buy scheme because there's tax liability in relation to a scheme that the revenue brought out themselves.
Yeah.
I wouldn't imagine it would. To be fair to the revenue, you know, we like to paint them as the big bad wolf. They're not really. They're trying their best. They have to deal with the legislation that was brought in as well.
Don't say that, man. Yeah. We want to think of them as the big bad wolf.
Nice,
okay, go on.
Come here, someone else asked, can you pay it off in full if you want it?
You can, yeah. There is the option there that if you have put, maybe because I know we've been talking about this for months now and some people might have been listening to me, if people have been putting money aside for it and they have actually saved up maybe €800 towards it, you can log on to your revenue system, you see the minus figure, you can actually make a payment to them today and have it done and dusted and have it off your mind and you don't have to worry about it. So there is that option.
Great.
As well for people.
Marion Ryan from taxback.com, thank you very much for jumping on the line and explaining that to us today. Really appreciate it.
No, thanks, guys.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.